Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. Today's centerpiece of the program will be Americans in England. In the 1920s, there were several bands as well as individual musicians who, from the United States, who went to England and made recordings there, either as a complete band or if they were individual musicians with the local bands. Researcher Joe Moore has a very nice series of articles about visiting Americans. And it's in the Dance Band Encyclopedia website of Michael Thomas. The URL is www.mgthomas.co.uk. And so far, Joe has discussed or reported on the following bands: Southern Ragged Jazz Band, Vincent Lopez and his orchestra, and Isham Jones and his orchestra. And future articles I can read in the website, says, will include the bands of Paul Speck, Paul Whiteman, and Abe Lyman. Okay, so what I want to do then is play a bunch of recordings of American musicians in England in the 1920s. Perhaps the first band, the first jazz band to visit England was the original Dixieland Jazz Band. They went there in 1919. And then throughout the 1920s, several musicians were visiting there and playing with the local bands. The first musician that I want to mention is Jimmy Dorsey. Jimmy Dorsey went to England in 1930 with Ted Lewis and his band. And while he was there, he made a few recordings, and I'd like to play two of them. First is After You've Gone, recorded in London on July 15, 1930. And this is Jimmy Dorsey accompanied by Spike Hughes and his three blind mice. Jimmy is on alto and clarinet, and he's accompanied by Claude Ivy on piano, Alan Ferguson on guitar, Spike Hughes on string bass, and Bill Hardy on drums. And I want to follow that with another recording of Jimmy Dorsey with Spike Hughes and his three blind mice. This is Tiger Rag, take one, Both of these recordings, as I said, are from July 15, 1930. So here is Jimmy Dorsey in England in 1930. Okay, the next musician that I want to feature is Adrian Rollini. Unlike Jimmy Dorsey, who stayed in England just for a few months, maybe two, Adrian Rollini was in England for about 2 years. After the New Yorkers folded in the nightclub at 1600 Broadway, in the fall of 1927, Adrian Rollini went to England in December of that year and joined Fred Elizalde's and his orchestra. Two other American musicians went with him, trumpet player Chelsea Quilly and reed player Bobby Davis. Adrian Rollini stayed in England until December of 1929 and made a number of recordings with Fred Elizalde and his band. And I want to play two of these recordings. First, from November 16, 1928, Crazy Rhythm. And the band consists of Chelsea Quilly, Norman Payne and Nobby Knight on trumpet, Bobby Davis on clarinet, alto sax or soprano sax, Harry Hayes on clarinet or alto sax, Rex Owen, Jack Miranda on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone. He also plays in some recordings, Goofus, Hot Fountain Pen, Vibes, you name it. Then there is George Hurley, Ben Frankel, Len Lees on violin, Jack Rossin on piano, Len Phillips on banjo and guitar, Mario Lorenzi on harp, and Fred Elizalde is the leader and the arranger. I will follow that recording with another one of a few days later, November 21st, 1928. The band is the same as I mentioned for Crazy Rhythm, and the tune that I want to play is If I Had You. Here there is a vocal by Al Bowley. So, let's listen then to Fred Elizalde and his orchestra with three Americans in the band, Chelsea Quilly, Bobby Davis, and the great Adrian Rollini in 1928.
Thank you. show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray clouds to blue if I had you. I could change the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's just nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
Want to point out how much Adrian Rollini dominates the recording of Crazy Rhythm. Basically, the second half of the recording is all Adrian Rollini. Okay, now let's move to the next musician. This is Frank Guarente. Now, Frank Guarente was born in Italy, but he was he developed as a musician in the United States, and therefore I will include him as the Americans in England. I'm reading from Who's Who of Jazz by John Chilton. Guarente was very much in England in the 1920s, and in fact I think he spent almost more time in England than he did in the U.S. According to Chilton, Guarente joined Paul Speck in 1921 and directed the orchestra's small group, the Georgians. Visited Europe in 1922, then rejoined Speck until May of 1924, including a residency in London, June, August 1923. Visited Europe in May 1924. From September 1924, led the new Georgians in Europe, until joining pianist Carol Gibbons' Savoy Orpheans in London, January of 1927. Played with various leaders in London, then returned to the U.S. in 1928 and rejoined Paul Speck. Okay, the recordings that I want to play are, in fact, with the Savoy Orpheans. First one is when Erastus plays his old kazoo. This is from July 11, 1927, and the Savoy Orpheans at this point consisted of Frank Guarente and another trumpet, George Chaffin on trombone, Jim Cassidy and Roy Whitstein on clarinets and alto saxophones, Eld Notoriege on clarinet and tenor saxophone, Reggie Persglove, Teddy Sinclair, Sidney Kite on violin, Carol Gibbons, piano and leader, Bert Thomas on banjo, Jim Bellamy on brass bass, Alec Ure on drums, and Cyril Raymond Newton on vocal. There is an unknown kazoo there. The next recording that I want to play is Ain't That Too Bad, and that was recorded on July 15th, 1927, again in Hayes, Middlesex. And the band, basically the same as the one I mentioned for the When Erastus plays his old kazoo recording, with the exception that there is only one trumpet, that's Frank Guarente, and the three violins are removed there. So, let's listen then to Frank Guarente with the Savoy Orpheans in England in 1927.
they can't control your feet when her ass is pleasing old Captain. Though he plays in just one key, it's a regular low-down symphony when her ass is pleasing old Captain. He goes and bo-do-dee-o, bo-do-dee-o, bo-do-dee-o. You can't help singing bo-do-dee-o, bo-do-dee-o, bo-do-dee-o. Your ears keep ringing, every operatic star throws away his hold on repertoire when your ass is pleasing old Captain.
Undoubtedly, there were lots of very good jazz musicians in England at the time, and the Americans going there found a very nice environment. Okay, now I want to go on to the original Dixieland Jazz Band. As I mentioned, this may be the first of the American jazz bands to visit England. They went over there in 1919. I don't know exactly when, but by April they were there because they recorded a couple of tunes there. And they stayed until about May or even after that of 1920. So they had quite a long visit in England. Okay, I want to play a couple of recordings. One is My Baby's Arms, recorded in London on January 8, 1920. The other is I've Lost My Heart in Dixieland, that's from January 10, 1920. And the band consists of Nick LaRocca on cornet, he's also the director, Emile Christian on trombone, Larry Shields on clarinet, Billy Jones on piano, he replaced J. Russell Robinson, and Tony Sbarbaro on drums. Now, I want you to listen carefully to these two recordings. Perhaps I've Lost My Heart in Dixieland is my favorite of all the original Dixieland Jazz Band recordings. Both My Baby's Arms and I've Lost My Heart in Dixieland are rather mellow, melancholy, sort of bittersweet kind of tunes, and the band plays very, very nicely. Not the raucous, fast Dixieland style that we see in some of their earlier recordings. And just listening to these two recordings makes me believe very deeply the statement that Bix, I shouldn't say believe, make me understand very well the statement that Bix made at one point that he wouldn't cross the street except for Louis Armstrong and Nick LaRocca. These are really very excellent jazz recordings. So, this is the original Dixieland Jazz Band in London in 1920. Thank you. Wasn't that nice? I love those two recordings of the original Dixieland Jazz Band in London. Okay, now I would like to turn to Elsta Reed. Elsta Reed was born in Boston of Italian parents, and he went to England in the 1920s and stayed in England until the early 1930s. That was a long visit again for an American in England. He was basically in charge of the Kit Kat Band. Kit Kat Band had been organized by Jack Hilton, but he didn't have any direct connection to it. All he did was pay the salaries and cash the profits. It was the Kit Kat Band was a pretty hot band. Interestingly, it played opposite the Vincent Lopez Orchestra, another band consisting of American musicians in England in the 1920s. I want to play two sides recorded by the Kit Kat Band. Both, wait a second, no. The first from August 10, 1925, and the second one from November 4th, 1925. First tune is Can't Your Friend Find a Friend for Me? The personnel for this recording session consisted of Tom Smith and Edwin Knight on trumpets, Ted Heath on trombone, Elsta Reed, he was director and played clarinet, alto, and whenever needed, the vocal. E.O. Poxon was on alto sax, George Smith clarinet, soprano and tenor sax, Hugo Reynold on violin, Sid Bright, Fred Hartley on piano, Len Phillips on banjo and guitar, Alfred Fields brass bass, and Eric Little on drums. The second selection that I want to play is If You Hadn't Gone Away, and again, the band is the same as the one for the previous recording. So, let's listen then to Elsta Reed with the Kit Kat Band in England in 1925. Thank you. Okay, the next musician that I want to bring up is Danny Polo. Danny Polo had been substituting for Don Murray in the Gene Golcat band, 1926, early 27. In the summer of 1927, Danny Polo went to Europe, and he stayed there basically, except for a few visits back to the U.S., for a dozen years until World War II, 1939. I would like to play two recordings that include Danny Polo. First one is from the Rhythm Maniacs. It's basically the Philip Lewis Orchestra. This is a recording from October 25th, 1929. That's a plenty. And there is another American musician in the band here. That's Sylvester Rahola on trumpet. There is another trumpet player, George Ratcliffe. Ted Heath is on trombone. We just heard him in with the Kit Kat band. And Danny Polo is on clarinet or alto sax. Arthur Lally on clarinet, alto sax. Johnny Helfer or Joe Crossman on clarinet and tenor sax. Claude Ivey on piano, Joe Brunelli on banjo, Tiny Stock on tuba, and Max Bacon on drums. That's from October 25th, 1929. That's a plenty. And the second selection that includes Danny Polo is from May 8, 1930. It's the Arcadians Dance Orchestra, a recording group. Max Goldberg and an unknown trumpet, E.O. Poxon, question mark, on clarinet alto sax, Danny Polo, clarinet alto sax baritone, George Smith on tenor sax, John Furman is on piano and he's the director of the band, Joe Brunelli on banjo, Billy Bell, question mark, on tuba, Harry Robbins or Ray Starita on drums. So here also there may be another American. And this is, as I said, May 6, 1930. So let's listen then to two selections recorded by Danny Polo in England. First one in 1929, the second in 1930.
Thank you.
Well, I left the best for the last, at least the best in my estimation. That's Sylvester Ahola, Huli, the Fabulous Finn. Sylvester Ahola had gone to England with the Paul Speck Orchestra in 1926. He liked it a lot. And in December of 1927, after he had been with the New Yorkers in the fall of 1927, the New Yorkers, of course, included Bix and Tram, Venuti, Lang, and so on. The band, unfortunately, was unsuccessful and folded after a few weeks. So in December of 27, Sylvester Ahola went to England to join the Savoy Orphans. He stayed with them until October of 1928, when he joined Ambrose. And except for a brief vacation, he was with Ambrose until August of 1931. So again, another American who spent quite a bit of time in England in the 1920s and early 1930s. Okay, I want to play a couple of selections by the Rhythmic Eight. First one is Just Another Day Wasted Away. That was recorded on February 6, 1928. Sylvester Ahola and Dennis Radcliffe on trumpet, Pearly Breed on clarinet, alto sax, baritone, Johnny Helfer on clarinet or tenor sax, Bert Furman is the leader and plays violin, John Furman is on piano, Joe Branelli banjo and guitar, Billy Bell on brass bass, and there is another American here, Rudy Starita, another of the Starita brothers, playing drums. I'm going to follow that selection with After My Laughter Came Tears. That's from May 7, 1928. The composition of the band here is Sylvester Ahola and Andy Richardson on trumpet, Pearly Breed and Barney Sorkin on soprano sax, alto sax, baritone, Johnny Helfer again on clarinet and tenor sax, Bert Furman is the leader, John Furman on piano and does the arranging, Joe Branelli on banjo and guitar, Billy Bell on brass bass, and Ray Starita on drums, and Maurice Elwin takes the vocal. So let's listen then to Sylvester Ahola in England with the Rhythmic Eight in 1928. Thank you.
said I'd never grieve, but after my laughter came tears. I told my friends I didn't care, I laughed about our whole affair, but after my laughter came tears. My pride kept me from showing them that I was blue, but by myself you'll never know what I've been through. My lips conceal the heart in pain, I made believe, but all in vain, for after my laughter came tears.
Sylvester Ahola was fantastic, wasn't he? He himself said that he played, his playing was influenced by both Red Nichols and Bix Beiderbecke. Well, that's just a small selection of recordings made by Americans in England in the 1920s. There are many, many, many more. Obviously, lots of Americans went over to England as well as to other parts of Europe during the 1920s, bringing their unique music, American music, jazz, which was very popular basically all over the world. I may have a future program again dedicated or devoted to Americans in England, or perhaps make it broader. Americans in Europe. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.